Apple School, and welcome back to another edition of your radio podcast. Hope you had a great Easter holiday, because this month is pretty full. We'll start with Battle of Bands from last term, then a bit about the parish trip that happened over the holidays. We'll tell you about April Fool's Day and some of the pranks that were pulled, and the Year 7s and 8s PGL, a bit of the history from St. George's Day, and then show you some songs from our school's very own production of Legally Blonde. Then, to top it all off, we've got this month's teacher quickfire questions, which are a little different to usual. Instead of a teacher, this month we've got the old Sharples radio president, Zach. Hope you enjoy.
Hello everyone.
This is Miles and Kobe giving you the latest news.
Today we're going to be talking about the Battle of the Bands.
I'm so excited.
I know, it was very exciting.
I can't wait.
In case you didn't go, we have some short snippets of some of the songs.
Amazing singers and bands in the competition.
They were all so talented.
To think they needed a winner.
All of them deserved to win, but the band who did win played amazingly.
Definitely, they're one of the best bands of the night in my opinion.
Five Blind Chickens stole the crowd with their amazing performance.
They definitely had one of my votes.
It really is unfair how other people are so talented.
I agree.
Well, that rounds it up for today.
Hope you enjoyed.
Bye.
Bye!
Thinking of travelling this year? Well, these Year 8s have. 60 lucky students in Year 8 got to go to France over the Easter holidays, where they managed to do so many amazing things, even seeing the Eiffel Tower.
After 2 months of payments, students in Year 8 got to go on an 18-hour court journey to France with 2 hours on an amazing ferry with an arcade in it. After arriving on Tuesday evening, students got straight onto a campfire where they roasted some yummy marshmallows and had a good night's sleep. After a day of activity, they got to go to a well-deserved Disneyland trip where they spent 8 hours exploring and going on many rides as well as buying various items from the gift shops and food stalls. The adrenaline of travelling aboard without parents was such a rush for many of the students, yet even though we were supervised by the teacher, we all still felt free and amazed. What did you think of the dorms?
Personally, the dorms were actually nice as we had an ensuite with 2 sets of bunk beds. There was also room to put all our clothes in our suitcases, as well as all our piles of snacks. What was your favourite day?
Personally, my favourite day was when we all got to go to Disneyland, which included many crepes.
I read that wrong. I see, bro. Personally,
Personally, my favourite day was when we all got to go to Disneyland. The food, which included the crepes and many savoury foods, were all delicious. And yes, there were a variety of halal foods and much more. In Disneyland, we got to go on many different rides. The rides I went on were the Avengers ride, Tower of Terror, the carousels, the Rocky Mountain, and I even got to go on the Avengers ride again. My favourite ride was the Avengers one, as it was super fast and it felt like I was flying. Yet even though I didn't manage to go on all the parts of the park, I would 100% recommend the Paris trip to the up-and-coming Year 8s. It was truly an honour and amazing opportunity.
A day later, and another amazing opportunity came as the students went to see the sight of the Eiffel Tower and even going on a cruise to see the Louvre and the Notre Dame. These moments made me and all the other students feel so appreciative and amazed at these opportunities, because for some students this was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Are you thinking of travelling this year? And if so, where to?
April Fool's Day was great. There were pranks going viral from all sorts of places around the world. I saw a prank on Celebrity Sabotage where Kalani and Nevaeh went on a fake cooking show called The Great Kitchen Cook-Off. I also saw another prank done on Charlie XCX where she was told she was the new designer for Balenciaga, and she commented saying, "They almost got me." Luckily for everyone else, I didn't do any pranks this year. But next year I'm going to pull pranks on everybody that I know. I'm still curious about what other pranks were pulled. Did any of you do any?
I did. I put toothpaste in my dad's Oreo.
I did too. I put tape on the sink so when my dad turned it on, it sprayed in his face.
What did your dad's do?
And my dad ran up the stairs and he was really mad.
My dad spit it out and drank a gallon of water.
What about you, Mrs. Smith?
Right, so I got on Canva and I made a fake BBC News report that somebody at my husband's golf club, with the description of my husband, had killed a bird and shouted, "I scored a birdie," which is like a score in golf, but they're now wanted by the police because it's a rare bird. And my children did like the picture of the drawing picture on it of what was supposed to be my husband. Wow. He just found it funny, but yeah.
That's cool. Thank you for listening to the April Fool's Day podcast. See you next time.
Welcome back to the School Trip Diaries. I'm Tabitha.
And I'm Amira. Today we are going to be talking about the absolute highlight of the year, PGL!
Literally the best week ever, but also kind of intense. We have to talk about the accommodation.
Oh my gosh, yes, the infamous triple bunk beds.
When we walked in, I was like, how am I supposed to get to the top? I felt like I needed a rock climbing harness just to go to sleep.
Tell me about it. But once you're up there, it's actually really cozy. It's like a little fort. We spent hours just gossiping across the room from our bunks.
It was basically a giant sleepover. Speaking of which, the bus ride there was wild.
Oh, the singing. Everyone knew the lyric to every song. I lost my voice before we even arrived.
Same here. And eating snacks at 8 a.m.
Okay, let's talk activities though. Which one was your favourite?
Definitely the giant swing. Even though I was terrified, pulling that rope at the top, adrenaline rush.
I really liked the canoeing, but I definitely got more water in the boat than out of it.
PGL was honestly so fun. The food, the instructors, everything.
10 out of 10. Can we go back next year?
Let's pack our bags right now.
Hello, my name is Alian.
Hi, I'm Grace.
Hi, I'm Phoebe.
Right, so coming up this week is St. George's Day.
St. George's Day is celebrated annually on April 23rd, and it recalls the soul's respectful patron saint in England, St. George. He was a Roman soldier executed for his Christian beliefs, known for the religion of St. George's Save a Princess.
Traditions include wearing red roses, flying the St. George's Cross flag and enjoying English food. St. George was born around 200 AD in modern-day Turkey and is the patron saint of soldiers, archers, chivalry and farmers.
Do you know April 23rd is famously celebrated the birth and death of William Shakespeare?
No, I didn't actually.
St. George is also the patron saint of other countries and regions, including Georgia, Portugal and California. In Spain, it's celebrated similarly to Valentine's Day, where people exchange books and roses.
Fun fact, in Eastern Europe, the day is associated with the arrival of spring and agricultural rituals. It was founded in 1348 by King Edward III. This high order of chivalry was dedicated to St. George, with the saint's image on the badge.
And in 1940, King George VI introduced this award for civilian bravery, featuring the image of St. George on horseback.
Well, that's a wrap on St. George's Day. We hope you enjoyed it.
Bye! Bye.
My name is Marcy, and today I'm going to be talking about our very own school production of Legally Blonde the Musical, and talking to some of the amazing people who made our wonderful show possible. The story follows Elle Woods, a fashion-loving, confident young girl who surprises everyone by chasing her dreams and searching for love by attending Harvard Law School. Along the way, she faces challenges, proves people wrong, and discovers what she's really capable of, all while making lifelong friends in the process. Our production of Legally Blonde captured every last detail with its catchy songs and amazing cast. Now I'm going to be talking to some of the main important people in the cast and crew that our show would be nothing without. I'm here with Ava Tramontana, and she played the wonderful Elle Woods in our production of Legally Blonde. Now, Ava, what was it like starring in our show?
It was so fun and exciting. Definitely the best thing that's happened in a long time for me.
Wonderful. How was the rehearsing process like? Was it difficult or was it really, really easy?
It was hard at times, but overall I think it was definitely worth all the struggles.
And did you enjoy working with the cast and crew?
I did. It was so fun, and it's definitely brought us together as more than just cast members. Now we're basically like family now. It's really brought us together.
Thank you so much, Ava. That was Ava Tramontana playing Elle Woods.
Warner, what you want is me, but you need to see me in a brand new domain. Well, it's plain. Warner, in a different set, you will see your guest. Plus a brain. I'll meet you there at Harvard with a book in my hand. Big sturdy book, big wordy book, full of words I'll understand and write. There is when you see it too. Warner, what you want is right in front of you.
What you want
is clear.
What you want
right here.
What you want
is right in front of you. In front of you.
What you want
is clear.
What you want.
I'm also here with Evie Whitehead, who played Vivian Kensington in our production of Legally Blonde. Now, did you enjoy playing as Vivian?
Oh, I loved it. She's one of my favourite roles ever. And obviously, I love Legally Blonde so much, so it was amazing to play it.
What was it like being the lead's enemy for the majority of the play?
Well, to be honest with you, Ava is one of my really close friends. And so to act as if I hated her, the majority, it felt wrong. It felt so wrong. But we made up in the end, so that's all that matters to me.
Wonderful. And what was the rehearsing process like?
For me, it was easy to begin with, but as we progressed, it got slightly harder because I was on stage a bit more. But overall, I loved the rehearsal process and I loved the cast and everyone was just so amazing, and it's so great to see everyone just showcasing their talents.
Thank you so much, Evie. That was Evie Whitehead playing Vivian Kensington.
On my shoulder, as big as a boulder, with the chance I've been given, I'm gonna be driven to sell. I'm so close I can taste it, so I'm not gonna waste it. Yeah, there's a chip on my shoulder. You might wanna get one as well.
I'm also here with Miss Brooks, who was one of the main people in our cast and props in the rehearsing of Legally Blonde. Now, did you like working backstage with the props and sets?
I absolutely loved it. It is one of the best parts of my job. I can't just sit there and watch. I have to be active and help in where possible. So being backstage, out of the limelight, is definitely where I prefer to be.
Very nice. Was rehearsal time stressful or really fun and easy?
Do you know what? On reflection, at the time, I'd probably say it was really stressful, but on reflection, it was so much fun and so easy. The pupils are so talented here at Sharples that it really did make rehearsals really fun and easy. But there were pinch points. There were times when I was feeling those little grey hairs pinging out of my head as I was getting very stressed, thinking we were going to run out of time.
And did you enjoy working with the cast, and do you like the show that we did this year?
Absolutely love the cast. As I've said already, they're so talented. I've honestly, some of those pupils are destined to be on the stage, and I really, really hope they are in there in the show next year. And Legally Blonde, fabulous, perfect choice for perfect cast.
Thank you, Miss Brooke.
I can wait. I will be there at 8 when they unlock the door.
Sharples Radio, Zach Stewart, formerly known as My Brother. Hello, Zach.
Hello, Kobe.
What is your role within Sharples?
Well, I've had quite a few roles within Sharples. I was student affairs on the student affairs committee of my year group. I'm also was Sharples head of Sharples Radio, the president, and now I'm just an overseer. And I'm also on the GLT on a Friday with Miss Molyneux, where I talk with head boy and head girl and all the deputy head boys and girls to make Sharples a better place for both student and staff.
Right, Zach, let's get to it because you know the game.
Drama or food tech?
I'd definitely have to go with food tech.
Food tech or childcare?
Childcare.
Cruise or Florida?
I'm going to have to go with a cruise.
Wetherspoons or McDonald's?
Wetherspoons.
Music or art?
I don't like any of them. I'll have to go with music.
Wait, Miss Hamlin or Mr. Corrigan?
Definitely Miss Hamlin.
Oliver or humour?
Humour, definitely.
Drama or geography?
I'll have to go with geography.
Chemistry or biology?
Oh, definitely biology.
Alaska or Norwegian for
you? Oh, I've always wanted to go Alaska.
Costa or Starbucks?
Oh, definitely Starbucks. I love my caramel frappuccino.
Shrek or Oliver the Musical?
Oh, I definitely prefer Shrek.
Coke or Dr. Pepper, baby?
It's definitely Coke.
English literature or English language?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with English language. I know Mr. Adam's going to kill me for that answer.
Romeo and Juliet or Inspector Calls?
Oh, definitely Inspector Calls.
Poetry or unseen poetry?
Oh, I definitely prefer unseen poetry.
Pantomime or musical?
Oh, I absolutely love a good pantomime.
The Oaks or Sharples?
Oh, Kobe, that's such a difficult question. I'm going to have to go with Sharples.
Thank you for coming today, Zach.
And thank you, Kobe.
Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening to our Sharples Radio podcast. Tune in for the next one.